Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text is from Daniel the 12th. The following words, hear them again. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. This is the text, my dear brother and sister. Our righteousness comes through faith. That's why faith is so important. To lead somebody to righteousness means to teach them the faith, the Christian faith. There is no nobler test given to us humans than to teach the Christian faith. Parents to their children. Lutheran school teachers are at the top of my list because they specialize in teaching the faith to their students. I think it is proof that the Holy Spirit coordinates the work of the church. When I told Mr. Franz that AT would be fine for this occasion, I did not look at the text. But here it is, the Lutheran school teachers that have, that hold the office of the noblest of all tasks, to teach the faith. I admire Lutheran school teachers, not because I'm the son of two of them and the brother of several of them, but because they teach the faith. And the faith gives to us righteousness before God. Lutheran school teachers are the unsung heroes in the Christian church. They are at the base of the Christian congregation. It is interesting to note always the percentile or the percentage of products of Lutheran schools that sit around the board of elders table or the church council. It's quite high, unproportionately high. So the test of the church is to teach the gospel, because through the gospel people are made alive, not only here, but for eternity. The gospel brings a new life in Christ, brings forgiveness of sins and salvation, gives hope for the everyday life here on earth, and propels us into eternal life. The task of the church is to teach the gospel. And the church accomplishes that task in many different ways. One of them is by proclaiming the forgiveness of sins every week here in God's house, by hearing the Word of God, by teaching the Word of God, by confessing the Word of God, I believe in God the Father Almighty, etc. That's the way the church proclaims within its bounds the gospel. It teaches us, it reminds us, it enlightens us. But also, the gospel is taught individually, as from father and mother to children, and in the intimacy of the faith, as faith is lived out in the kitchen and in the living room and in the family room. That is where faith grows strong. People say that we learn what we need to know, most of what we need to know for life, in the very early years before we even hit kindergarten. That's why we prize so highly our day school. The day school is the nursery of faith, where little saplings become strong trees. It is the incubator of faith, where faith resonates in the classrooms and also in our chapel services. The other day I said, who died for us on the cross? And a three-year-old said, Grandpa said it was Jesus. So those things are massaged and formed and exercised in the intimacy of a grandfather and his child. That is how the church grows and accomplishes his task. But we also go collectively into different countries. And you heard Jesus in the gospel. But first, the gospel must be preached in every nation. Blessed Savior is in 12 nations right now. But soon, we will have 13. We will have Russia as a missionary to St. Petersburg. Is going to come and meet with our staff and talk about her work there. We must go into all nations to teach the gospel. Mozambique and Angola and Ethiopia and Ghana and the Congo and Burkina Faso and Togo and Brazil and the Dominican Republic. We go into these places and we teach the gospel, because the gospel is the nourishment for faith. And unless we can hear the gospel, we cannot believe. For faith comes through hearing, hearing of the word of God. And that is our task. That is our privilege. Christian schools like Martin Luther High School, like Blessed Savior Preschool, are at the basis of this teaching, the task of the church. We teach it in our preschools, our grammar schools, high schools, colleges, and the seminaries. We proclaim the gospel through such a great variety of ways. We don't want to leave anything unchecked. We even have a car show here every year to bring in the crowds off the streets, and we give them pamphlets about who died for us on the cross, about how forgiveness of sins is available to everyone who recognizes their sin. And we have the wonderful guarantee that the word of God will not return to him empty, but will accomplish that for which God gave it to us. That's better than the guarantee of the money back guarantee on a little packet of seeds. If these seeds do not sprout, bring them back, we'll reimburse you fully. The word of God is guaranteed to accomplish that for which it was sent and given to us. So faith is not only essential at the time of our resurrection, when we go into heaven forever, but faith is already essential here on earth, because faith drives out fear. It gives protection from famines, wars, and earthquakes, and every terror known to mankind. Faith dissipates that. And since faith is dissipated, since we don't live in fear, we are free to do good stuff, serving one another in love, telling the world that Jesus died for them on the cross. God's people endure significant hardships. In steps the Trinity. The Trinity at your service. The Father says, don't worry about it. I created the earth, I created the mountain, I created the sea. I'll take care of you. And if these fail, I will sustain you in another way. The Son says, don't worry about your sin that kills and condemns, because I have died for you on the cross. And the Holy Spirit, the teacher, comes and teaches us. May God bless the Christian church on earth, that it may accomplish that for which God gave it to us. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.